proclamation number 6169 dated the January 19th, 1955. Jesus' name defeats the demon. You can charge the demon in my name to leave and you will be free of him. You have a safe means in the name of your Lord and Savior which, if it is voiced with utter faith, is extremely powerful against all evil forces besieging you on the instructions of the one who is my adversary. They will have to leave you if you confront them with the strength of my name, for they avoid it so as not to be destroyed. Hence you need only ever hand yourselves over to the divine Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ. You need only ever call upon me or want me to be present with you and protect you against evil and nothing bad will be able to encroach upon you. Because my will repels all forces which intend to harm you. However, always providing that you want to be my own, that you have the sincere will to attain me myself and my favor, that you therefore consciously strive towards me. Admittedly, in the case my adversary will attack you even more fiercely, he will try to push you away from me by using any means at his disposal and portray his kingdom as worth striving for. He will approach you under a mask and present what he expects of you as palatable as possible in order to confuse your mind, so that you will believe that it cannot harm you. He will always find the right men to entice you, yet you will assuredly recognize him as well as his game of deceit as long as you seek a connection with me. You should always call upon me, you should always pronounce the name of Jesus with heartfelt sincerity if you are in doubt or feel threatened by my adversary. Just don't eliminate me from your heart. For then my adversary will have an easy game and you will succumb to his wishes. On your own you are often too weak to resist him. For this reason you should call for help upon the one who knows him and who is his Lord. A heartfelt call will liberate you from him. The name of Jesus works wonders if it is voiced with profound faith. For thereby you call upon me myself, your God and Father of eternity, who will truly not let you fall prey to the one against whom he fights for your souls, if your souls want to attain me of their own accord. Amen.